Jay and Ben on 590. Also now available at 100.5 FM. Everybody's listening, and we thank you.
We do.
December 23rd, Vitality Health Center, your way to better health and happiness. Susan Brown, nutritionist, is here. Glenville, Scotia at getvitalhealth.com. So GMOs in food, a no-no?
That's absolutely correct. You know, people hear the term and they're not quite sure what it is or why it's not the best choice. GMO stands for genetically modified organism. So in a nutshell, what they basically do is they take a piece of genetic material from another plant. It could even be another species. It could be from spider, snake, whatever. But they take the genetic material and they put it into one of our crops and to create certain so-called beneficial properties. So basically, a lot of this stuff is Roundup ready, which means that when they genetically modify these plants, such as corn or sugar beets, where we get most of our sugar in this country, or soy or dairy products, et cetera, et cetera. So what happens is that the plant that you're trying, let's say it's corn, you're trying to grow, is no longer susceptible to herbicides, which kill off weeds. So they can spray the whole crop liberally with Roundup. So it kills the weeds. And then the plant survives, and then we eat that that's loaded with Roundup. And the other way that they do genetically modified foods is the plant itself creates a pesticide which kills off the pests, and so then you're eating a plant that has actually generated its own pesticide. So I know in my practice, I've been doing this for almost 15 years now, and I see a lot of people coming in with tremendous digestive issues, and there's a lot of talk now about these GMOs creating these issues. And as you can imagine, when we have pesticides in our gut, then that kills off the friendly bacteria, and that throws everything in the body off.
So GMOs, is it mostly in produce?
Yes, mostly in produce. And I did mention dairy product. That's a good point. It's not so much that I don't think we're genetically modifying our beef and animal supply, although nothing would surprise me. But they eat the corn, they eat the grain, the soy, they eat all that stuff. And then that creates an issue for us. And I think the biggest point in all this is that we should know which crops are genetically modified. The safest way is to buy organic because it cannot be certified organic unless it is non-GMO. So look and demand non-GMO. When you go, a lot of us now are shopping at farmers markets. We're going to health food stores, at least occasionally. Look and demand for the non-GMO labels. And it's similar to the gluten-free and the trans fatty acids. If we start shopping with our pocketbooks and demanding certain things, then that's what we're going
to
get.
So if I go to a store and it says it's organic, then I don't have to worry about GMOs. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So if you have an organic section in your supermarket, mm-hmm. we can shop well there knowing that they don't have the GMOs.
That's absolutely correct. Now, what a lot of local farmers are doing, so that you know, is they don't want to spend the hundreds of thousands of dollars of getting the organic certification. So if you talk to them, they will tell you, look, we don't spray. We do non-GMO seeds. That's the real question. Do you do non-GMO seeds when you plant? And so you develop a rapport with your farmer, the person that's feeding your family.
Right.
And I would strongly suggest if you're having severe digestive issues, and there are a lot of people out there now that you almost can't even drink water. It's that severe. And, you know, then start buying things that are non-GMO. Now, I was surprised. I thought our wheat in this country was at least partially GMO. And what I read recently doing the research is that it is not yet GMO, but still it's been altered so many other ways that it's just not good. People just have a difficult time digesting wheat, especially white flour.
Good information. Movie night's back for the new year?
Yes, it's back every Wednesday night starting January 6th at 6:30 over at the Vitality Health Center. We are going to be showing a movie. The first we're going to feature, it's The Truth About Cancer. This one is the new one that came out just this year, this fall actually, and it's a global search and it provides an incredible wealth. If you are struggling with decisions regarding cancer for yourself, loved ones, family, this is an absolutely must-see. And myself and Ann DeRocher, my colleague, will be there to answer questions. Anytime someone calls about cancer issues, we constantly direct them to this resource. And then also, we do a day of pampering. We have one in January. That one is full. I think it took about 7 days to fill up. And then we also have one February 27th. It's a Saturday. That's half full. If you're at all interested in a gift, something real special for someone or just for yourself, we strongly urge that. It's a lot of fun.
Real quickly, gift certificates for the holidays today and tomorrow?
Today and tomorrow. Yeah, anytime, but definitely we've been doing a lot of those in the last few days for obvious reasons. Just a nice gift for people, whether it's for supplements or for consultation or for a massage. Come on in and we'll make sure you're all set.
It's a great resource. Vitality Health Center, your way to better health and happiness. Susan Brown, nutritionist, Glenville, Scotia. Get VitalHealth.com.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Good information.
I think that Jay and Ben getting pampered in like February would be a great idea. I believe so.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm just throwing it out there. Just saying. Jay and Ben, it's time to take.